Blog Talk Radio.
Discipleship Radio.
Listen to Yehuda. 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 More answer. Listen to Yehuda. More answer. Radi. 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 Radi.
Discipleship Radio. Radio.
And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room. They went up into an upper room.
What is Shemo? What is his name? They shall say, and they shall say to me, we amru li. Ma Shemo. 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 What is Shemo? What is his name? Ma Shemo. Ma Omar Elehem. What shall I say to them? To them. To them. To them. And Elohim said to Moshe, I am. I am. That I am. I am. I am. I am. I am. Said to Moshe, I am. That I am, 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 I am. And he said, thus, like this shalt thou say to the B'nai Yisrael, to the sons, the children of Yisrael, I am, I am, I am, sent me. Me, I, me, to I, you, me, you, Vayomer Elohim. El Moshe, ahiya hasher, ahiya, 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 ahiya. And Elohim said to Moses, Vayomer Elohim, El Moshe, ahiya hasher, ahiya. Vayomer Koh, Tomar, Livne Yisrael, ahiya. Shelachani Elekem 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 Ahye Asher Ahye. And he said like this, Koh Tomar, thus shalt thou say, Koh Tomar Lizne Yisrael, to the sons of Yisrael, Ahye Shelachani Ahye has sent me, Elekem, to you all, to y'all, 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 to y'all. The commission of Moshe, 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 Moshe. The commission of Moshe, verse 15. And Elohim, 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 true good, the true God, said moreover to Moshe, thus like this shalt thou, the I, say to the B'nai Yisrael, to the children, to the sons of Yisrael. Yod Hey Wehe Yahuwah, the Elohim of your fathers, your patriarchs, the Elohim of Abraham, the Elohim of Yitzhak, the Elohim of Yaakov, have sent me. Have sent I to you, to y'all. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial to all generations. Vayomer Oda Elohim illa Moshe Koh Tomara illa B'nai Yisrael. Yahweh Elohei Avotekem, Elohei Avraham, Elohei Yitzhak, Elohei Yaakov, Shelachani Elekem, Ze Shmi Le'olam, We Ze Zikaria Le'dor. Door, 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 door.
Some people call him Wadada. Some
Padamawi, Padamawi. Inflatia!
The whole place is due for help.
Let the music start up. Rastafari, King of all kings, Lord of all lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of himself, mighty and the rebel exhibit, massacre on Yahweh, the goose and the gods, let Jah be praised.
Discipleship Radio.
Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room, where abode both Peter and James, and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary the mother of Jesus and with his brethren.
For another day, Rastafari calling him Jah, Rastafari calling him Jah, Rastafari calling him Jah. Ima sheli omeret melecham lachim etil haresha.
And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room.
So I, children, sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity. And the Maui, Haile Selassie. My name ready. My name ready. My name ready.
Discipleship Radio. Radio. Radio.
Psalm 81.
מזמור פה א' למנצח על הגיתית לאסף, 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 לאסף.
Sing aloud unto God our strength, our strength.
עוזנו, 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 עוזנו. הרנינו לאלוהים עוזנו, 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 עוזנו.
Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob, God of Jacob, God of Jacob.
לאלוהי יעקב, לאלוהי יעקב, לאלוהי יעקב. הריעו לאלוהי יעקב, אלוהי יעקב, אלוהי יעקב, אלוהי יעקב, אלוהי יעקב, אלוהי יעקב, אלוהי יעקב.
Take a psalm and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. For this was a statute for Israel and a law of the God of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. I removed his shoulder from the burden. His hands were delivered from the pots. Thou calledst in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I proved thee at the waters of Meribah. Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee. O Israel, if thou wilt hearken unto me. There shall no strange god be in thee, neither shalt thou worship any strange god. I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would none of me. So I gave them up unto their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsels. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways! I should soon have subdued their enemies, and turned my hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto him. But their time should have endured forever. He should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat. And with honey out of the rock should I have satisfied, 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 I have satisfied.
Take me as I am, flat-footed and broken. when I praise Rastafari, and I praise King
transgression of the wicked saith within my heart that there is no fear of God before his eyes. For he flattereth himself in his own eyes until his iniquity be found to be hateful. The words of his mouth are iniquity and deceit. He hath left off to be wise and to do good. He deviseth mischief upon his bed. He setteth himself in a way that is not good. He abhorreth not evil. Thy mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens, and thy faithfulness reacheth unto the clouds. Thy righteousness is like the great mountains. Thy judgments are a great deep. O Lord, thou preservest man and beast. How excellent is thy loving kindness, O God! Therefore the children of men put their trust under the shadow of thy wings. They shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house, and thou shalt make them drink of the river of thy pleasures. For with thee is the fountain of life. In thy light shall we see light. O, continue thy loving kindness unto them that know thee, and thy righteousness to the upright in heart. Let not the foot of pride come against me, and let not the hand of the wicked remove me. There are the workers of iniquity fallen. They are cast down, and shall not be able to rise. Be able to rise. Be able to rise. Be able to rise. 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 To rise, to rise, to rise, to rise, to rise.
I and I that trust in Selassie shall be as Mount Sinai, which cannot be removed, but abided forever. As the mountains are round about Ethiopia, highly I, Selassie, is wrong I and I now, even forever and ever. For the lot of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of I and I, lest I put forth thy hands and out it with thee. Do good unto I and I, Selassie, that trod in thy way and upright in heart. But them that turn aside unto your crooked ways, Selassie, I shall dash them forth unto walkers of out of pity. But I and I that love Selassie, I shall live forever and ever.
Rise up, kingly man, rise up. It's time to take your chance today. Humble man, rise up, bingy, rise up. Haile Selassie is here to change. Rise up, bingy man, rise up. It's time to take your stand. Humble man, rise up. Oh, rise up. In this time, I give time. Rise up, oh valley of the dry bones. Rise up and take your time. It's time to take your stand. Because we are free to trample the dragon under our feet. And trample the beast and tread rustily. Rise up, O Ethiopian, rise up. Rise up, kingly man, rise up. It's time to take your chance today. Humble man, rise up. Bingy, rise up. Haile Selassie is here to change. Rise up, kingly man, rise up. It's time to take your stand. Humble man, rise up. Oh, rise up. In this time I give thee time. Rise up, oh valley of the dry bones. Rise up and take your time. Congo, rise up. It's time to take your stand. Because we are free to trample the dragon under our feet. And trample the beast and tread rustily. Rise up, O Ethiopian, rise up.
Standing tall up to face the darkest and the hardest of times. We'll be taking care of all the children thereof. But if it's required, we'll be on the front line. You can call me by my name. I am ready to roll. Once the rules remain the same, how the story's been told. About. Lioness is on the rise, don't you ever have doubt. Never say never, willingness forever to fight and be strong.
better, I'll write every letter and moving right along. And I'll roll with the punches, accept changes, work with the formula, do what I have to do. And call me by my name, I am ready to roll. Once the rules remain the same, how the story's been told. Call me anytime, never stop now. Lioness is on the rise, don't you ever have doubt. When you are willing to serve, we have room to observe, to see if walk you tough. Let me give you my word, my voice must be heard. Bravery is a piece of my heart. Call me by my name, I am ready to roll. Once the rules remain the same, how the story's been told. Call me anytime, never cop out. Standing taller to face the darkest and the hardest of times. We'll be taking care of all the children there are. But if it's required, we'll be on the front line. You can call me by my name, I am ready to roll. Once the rules remain the same, how the story's been told.
Sabbatical study, this I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
And here, 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 Shema Israel. Here, 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 here for the Rabbi. Here for the Rabbi. Here for the fourth Aliyah, the fourth reading, the fourth Aliyah, the fourth up offering here for this Shabbat. Shabbat Shemot, here picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called and known in English as Exodus. Exodus chapter 3, the call of Moshe, the call of Moses, the burning bush. Moshe haya ro'eh etas ona yitaroa chotno kohen midian. Wayayina haga etahats on ahara ha midbar wayayaboa ilahara ha elohim ho reva. Now Moses, Moshe, kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, to Horay,
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 Horay.
O Moshe, haya ro'eh etas ona yitaroa chotanoa kohena midian. Now Moses, Moshe, was keeping the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. Oh, Moshe, haya ro'eh, hetas om, yitaro, achoteno, kohena Midian. And he led the flock to the farthest end of the wilderness. Wayayin hagaeta hatzona ahara hamidbar, 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 to the farthest end of the midbar. Wayaboa il hara Elohim horeva, and came to the mountain of Ha Elohim. Wayavo il hara Elohim horeva, horeva, to Horeb. To Horeb,
to Horeb, to Horeb,
and the angel, the Melaach of Yahweh, appeared to him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burnt with fire, and the bush not consumed. Wayayera Malaki Yahweh Elayowa. De lavata esha niyatoka ha hasene, and the angel of Yod-Heh-Weh Yahweh Yahweh Wayayera Malaaki Yahweh Elayo appeared to him de lavata esh in a flame of fire de lavat esh mitoka. Hasene,
hasene, hasene,
in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush,
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 bush. Mi tok hasene, wayayare, wihine, hasene, boera baesha, wihasene, einenu ukal. And he looked, and behold, Wayar Wihine, behold, the bush burnt with fire. Hasene Boer
Ba'esh,
and the bush was not consumed. Wihasene Einenu Ukal. Einenu ukal, was not consumed, was not eaten up. And Moshe said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight. Why the bush is not burnt? Why Yomer Moshe? Asurana. And Moses said, I will turn aside now. Why Yomer Moshe? Asurana. Ve'ereeta hamare'e. Ha gadol haze madua loa yivara hasene. And Moshe said, I will turn aside now and see this great sight. With ereh eta hamare ha gadol haze 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 haze. Why the bush is not burnt? Madua lo yivara hasene 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 hasene. And when Yod-Heh-Weh-Yahweh saw that, he turned aside to see, to see,
to see,
to see. Elohim called to him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moshe, Moshe, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here I. Wayare Yahwa ki sara lirota wayayikra layo Elohim mitoka hasene wayomer Moshe Moshe wayomer hineni. And he said, draw not nigh near hither here, put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest, holy, set apart ground. Wayomer ala tikrava helom shala ne aleka me ala ragleka ki yahamakom asher ata o meda alayo adamata kodeshu. Moreover, he said, I, the Elohim of thy father, the Elohim of Abraham, the Elohim of Isaac, the Elohim of Jacob. And Moshe hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon Elohim. Vayomer Anoki, Elohei Avika, Elohei Avraham, Elohei Yitzhak, Elohei Yaakov. Vayasatir Moshe panayo, ki yare meyahavita il ha Elohim. Moreover, he said, Anoki Elohei Avika, I am the Elohim of Avika, of the I Father, Wayomer. Anoki Elohei Avika, Elohei Abraham, Elohei Yitzhak, Elohei Yaakov. I am the Elohim of thy father, of thy patriarch, the Elohim of Abraham, the Elohim of Yitzhak, the Elohim of Yaakov. Vayasatir Moshe panayo ki yareya meyahavita ilaha Elohim. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God. The true Trinity is the Hebrew Trinity, Ha Elohim. And Yod-Heh Weh-Heh Yahweh said, I have surely seen the affliction of me, my people, which are in Mitzrayim, in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters. For I know their sorrows, and I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Mitzrayim, the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of that land to a Tova, good land, and a large, to a land flowing with milk and honey, to the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites. Now, therefore, behold, the cry of the Bnei Yisrael, of the children of the sons of Yisrael, is come to me, and I have also seen the downpression wherewith the Mitzrayim, the Egyptians, downpress them. Come now, therefore, that I will send the eye to Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring me, my people, the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Yisrael, me Mitzrayim, out of Mitzrayim. And Moshe said to Elohim, that I should go to Pharaoh, the great house, and that I should bring forth the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Yisrael, Mitzrayim, out of Egypt, Gibbet. And he said, certainly, I will be with thee, the eye. And this shall be a token to the eye, that I have sent the eye, when thou hast brought forth the people, Mitzrayim, out of Egypt, ye all shall serve Elohim, Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, upon this mountain. The revelation of the name, Yahuwah, Jehovah, the revelation of the Hashem, the revelation of the name, Yod-Heh Weh-Heh. Verse 13, And Moses said to Ha Elohim, Vayomer Moshe il Ha Elohim. Behold, when I come to the Bnei Yisrael, to the sons, the children of Yisrael, and say to them, the Elohim, Elohim of your fathers, of your patriarchs, have sent I to you. And they shall say to me, what Shemo, what is his name? What shall I say to them? Wayomer Moshe Elha Elohim, Hine Anoki Ba Illa Bnei Israel. We Amarti Lahem Elohe Abotekem. She lachini, lachin, 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 amru li ma shmo ma omara lehem lehem lehem. And Moses said to Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, the true Trinity is the Hebrew Trinity. Why Yomer Moshe il Ha Elohim? Hine, behold, Anoki, Anoha, il Bnei Yisrael. Behold, when I am come to the children of Yisrael, Hine, Anoki, ba, il Bnei Yisrael, with Amarti Lahem. Elohe, Evotekem, Shelachni Elekem. The Elohim of your fathers, your patriarchs, have sent I to you. They shall say, and they shall say to me, We Amru Li, Ma Shemo. What is Shemo? What is his name? Ma Shemo. Ma Omar Elehem. What shall I say to them? And Elohim said to Moshe, I am that I am. And he said, thus, like this shalt thou say to the Bnei Yisrael, to the sons, the children of Yisrael, I am, sent me, Vayomer Elohim, il Moshe, Ehyeh Hasher Ehyeh. And Elohim said to Moses, Wayomer Elohim il Moshe, Ehyeh Hasher Ehyeh. Wayomer Koh Tomar Livnei Yisrael, Ehyeh Shelachani Elekem, Ehyeh Asher Ehyeh. And he said like this, Koh Tomar, thus shalt thou say, Koh Tomar, Livnei Yisrael, to the sons of Yisrael, Ehyeh, Shelachani, Ehyeh, has sent me, Elekem, to you all, to y'all. The commission of Moshe, the commission of Moshe, verse 15. And Elohim, true good, the true God, said moreover to Moshe, thus like this shalt thou, the I, say to the Bnei Yisrael, to the children, to the sons of Yisrael. Yod Hey Wehe Yahuwah, the Elohim of your fathers, your patriarchs, the Elohim of Abraham, the Elohim of Yitzhak, the Elohim of Yaakov, have sent I to you, to y'all. This is my name forever. And this is my memorial to all generations. Wayomer Oda Elohim illa Moshe Koh Tomara illa Bnei Yisrael Yahweh Elohei Avotekem Elohei Avraham Elohei Yitzhak Elohei Yaakov Shelachani Elekem Ze Shmi Le'olam With ze zikaria le dor. And Elohim said moreover to Moshe, Why yomer od Elohim ila Moshe? Thus shalt thou say, Koh tomar shalt thou say to the children, the sons of Yisrael, Koh tomar ila bnei Yisrael. Yahweh, Yod Hey Wehe Yahweh, Elohei Avotekem, Yahweh, the Elohim of your fathers, of your patriarchs, Yahweh, Elohei Avotekem, Elohei Avraham, the Elohim of Abraham, Elohei Yitzhak, the Elohim of Isaac, Elohei Yaakov, the Elohim of Jacob. Shelachani Elekem, have sent I to y'all, to you all. Shelachani Elekem, Zeh Shmi Le Olam, this, my name, Shemi, le'olam, forever, forever. Ze Shemi, le'olam, with ze, zikriya, le'dor, dor. And this with ze, and this with ze, ze, zikri, le'dor, dor. And this is my memorial, zikri. Le dor, to all
generation, El Rohimen, El Rohimen, El Rohimen, El Rohimen.
I am that I am, mighty and thunderable, Xabir Masagan, Gramawi Rasatar Madani Alam, Tina Easterling, the Ghost and the Ghast, Sai Kyubya.
I'm not in this world to live up to your expectations. Neither are you here to live up to mine. I don't owe no one, no obligations. No one owe me none, so everything is fine. I said I am. I am. Learn to love, your brother. Don't covet your neighbor. From the city, it's getting shitty. It is filled without a quitting. I said I am. I am. Learn to love, your brother. Don't covet your neighbor. Get out of the city, 'cause I said
Babylon burns. They have no water.
የእግዚአብሔር ባሪያ የዳዊት መዝሙር። ኃጢአተኛ በራሱ የሚያስት ነገርን ይናገር፣ የእግዚአብሔርንም ፍርሃት ባይኖች ፊት የለም። ባንደበቱ ሸንግሏልና ኃጢአቱ ባገኘችው ጊዜ ይጠላታል። ያፉ ቃል ግፍና ሽንገላ ነው። ማስተዋልን በጎ ማድረግንም ተወ። በመኝታው ጠማምነትን አሰብ። መልካም ባልሆነች መንገድ ቆሟል። ክፋትን አይንቃትም። አቤቱ ምሕረትህ በሰማይ ነው፣ እውነትህም ወደ ዳመናት ትደርሳለች። ጽድቅህም እንደ እግዚአብሔር ተራሮች ፍርድህም እጅግ ጥልቅ ነው አቤቱ ሰውንና እንስሳን ታድናለህ አቤቱ ምሕረትህን እንዴት አበዛ የሰው ልጆች በክንፎችህ ጥላ ይታመናሉ ከቤትህ ጠል ይጠጣል ከተድላህም ፈሳሽ ታጠጣቸዋል የሕይወት ምንጭ ካንተ ዘንድ ነውና በብርሃንህ ብርሃንን እናያለን ምሕረትህን በሚያውቁህ ላይ ጽድቅህንም ልባቸው በቀና ላይ ዘርጋ የትዕቢት እግር አይምጣብኝ የኃጢአተኞችም እጅ አያውቅ አመፃን የሚያደርጉ ሁሉ ከዚያ ወደቁ ወድቀዋል መቆምም አይችሉ
Psalm 36. The transgression of the wicked saith within my heart that there is no fear of God before his eyes. For he flattereth himself in his own eyes, until his iniquity be found to be hateful. The words of his mouth are iniquity and deceit. He hath left off to be wise and to do good. He deviseth mischief upon his bed. He setteth himself in a way that is not good. He abhorreth not evil. Thy mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens. And thy faithfulness reacheth unto the clouds. Thy righteousness is like the great mountains. Thy judgments are a great deep. O Lord, thou preservest man and beast. How excellent is thy loving kindness, O God! Therefore the children of men put their trust under the shadow of thy wings. They shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house, and thou shalt make them drink of the river of thy pleasures. For with thee is the fountain of life. In thy light shall we see light. O, continue thy loving kindness unto them that know thee, and thy righteousness to the upright in heart. Let not the foot of pride come against me, and let not the hand of the wicked remove me. There are the workers of iniquity fallen. They are cast down, and shall not be able to rise.
Mizmor Lamed Vav, Mizmor Lamed Wow, Lamnat Eyah Le Avada Yehovah Le David, Lamnat Eyah Le Aved Yehovah Le David, Lamnat Eyah Le Avedi Yehovah Le David, Neuma Peshaa. La rasha'a bekareva levi eina pachad Elohim lenegeda aynayu. For the leader, the chief musician, the psalm of David, the servant of Hashem, of Yod-Heh-Weh-Heh of Adonai, la menatzeach le eved Yehovah, le'evedi Yahuwah, le'dawi. Neum, neum pesha, pesha, neum pesha la rasha, bikareva levi. Transgression speaketh to the wicked, the ratchet. Speaketh to the wicked, the ratchet, neum. Interesting set of words right here we have in today's daily psalm, Psalm 36, the Lamed, Lamed. We have the Lamed Gimel. And the psalms in this series of psalms here, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, is particularly interesting, thematically speaking of the theme. Theme Chabarim and the fellow Talmudim and our fellow disciples, and here giving an ear to what the
small still voice of Rabboni, Robeinu Yeshua HaMoshiach, Ayinai Rabbi, Rabbi's teaching, Ayinai in spirit and in truth, as one of the fellows and even the student teachers, but student tutor here. Let me share a couple of first words right here in today's daily psalm, the 36th psalm, to chief musician, a psalm of the of David. Interesting, David, Le Ebed Yehovah, Le Ebedi Yehovah, Le Ebedi Yehovah, Le Ebedi Yehovah, Le Dawi, the Ebed Yehovah, the Ebed of Hashem, the Ebed of Adonai. He is the servant, the Ebed, Le Ebed, Le Ebed, Le Ebed Adonai, Le Dawi. Transgression of the wicked saith. Now, KJV here has the transgression of the wicked saith within my heart. Then there's the italicization. And we've been speaking a lot on the italicization, especially at that, at the first degrees, the basic, just the basic levels, KJV. You know, hopefully ones and ones have their scripts, you know, if they are able to be in the studies. But when they get a chance, opportunity, check out the KJV and also get a good Scofield Study Bible, Chavarim. All right, a good Scofield Study Bible. Interesting, the theme of today's daily psalm. And let's just bring some of the other tools that we have here as well. Because for a workman, it says, study to shew thyself approved to Elohim as a workman that need not be ashamed. Rightly dividing or explaining, right, to explain dividing the word of truth. You're hearing a bunch of words and you take the true, right, that which is true in your sight, you know, because you have the right study, the right perspective of heart and mind. It's a study to show yourself approved as a workman that need not be ashamed, because there might be ones doing work, but they have not studied. So we need the tools as well, right? So one of the tools is the Bible, the scripture, Scofield Study Bible, Basic English. Now here in the Basic English, we have the superscription. We touched on that. To the chief musician, a psalm. Now note the psalm word. A psalm is italicized because it's not there in the Hebrew. In the Hebrew we have La Menatseach Le Ebediyawa Le Dawi. So we have to the chief musician of David, the servant of the Lord. That's what will be there. But now, of course, we have a psalm because it helps to kind of supply the sense, especially for the Western Gentile, the reader. But here, in returning to the groundation, the roots, we have the transgression of the wicked saith, it says in the KJV, within my heart, that there is no fear of God before his eyes. No fear of God before his eyes. Now, I note right here in my Bible, the hard copy, I circled in a red pen, my heart, there in the first verse. Second verse, I circled until, and then I also circled to be hateful. As my heart until to be hateful. These are the words I circled. I'll take maybe a snapshot, you know, a snapshot of it so ones and ones can see it. Now, what I did and used to do in my older Bibles, I had another Bible. It wasn't a Scofield Study Bible. It was a KJV. It was actually one that had even, you know, King James, the preface, like the Mechdem, you know, that he had. Very, very interesting read. You know, it had some of the early things that were published in the first one. A lot of us, we have the King James Version, but there was additional, you know, that's at some point to the 16th 11 and certain other documents, and I would share that with them as far as getting a fuller fold. That's why we recommend the Scofield Study Bible. But right here, getting into today's daily psalm, and just right here at the gate, you know how we like to do the Abugi, right? Abugi or the ABGs. The first three verses often to get a good context of the psalm. So here we have divine loving kindness. Today's daily psalm is themed as divine loving kindness, themed that way in the Sefer Tehillim here in the Hebrew Psalter, right? The main theme is the attributes of Elohim. The main theme in today's daily psalm is the attributes, the midot of Ha Elohim, particularly his love for his creatures, his love for his creation. its glory is brought into prominence by being set beside the sinfulness, the awfulness of the wicked, of the ratchet, the rasha, the rasha'i. Now the poem in the Kufu Woj by Marinya speaking, the poem, it begins with a characterization of the godless, the characterization of the jahless, those without jah, but soon turns from their sordidness to extol, to big up the goodness of the true guru, the true God, Ha-Elohim, in language of striking beauty. This is what we have in today's daily psalm as a basic overview of the Lamed Wow. Lamed Wow, some might say Lamed Vav, Lamed Wow. Psalm XXXVI, Psalm 36, and hear this psalm here in the royal orders, today's daily psalm. Psalm 36, though evil men, ratchet men, plan to harm and to hurt others, the psalmist and I and we, of the Church of the Firstborn, of the new name, that precious name, Rastafari. We are confident in the victory, the Yeshua, the victory, salvation of the good over the evil, that Ha'adon, that Adonai, Jah, Rastafari is the just ruler, right? The just ruler of the earth, earth's rightful ruler, who gives and sustains, the sustainer of the light of the firstborn of the chosen nation, sustains all life, the sustainer, Egeziavir, the good, the generous Ab, Father. So, I and I pray, speak words, sound and powerful, divine, I find baraka, blessing and protection, guidance and protection, and anticipating, this is the key, anticipating, looking forward to Jah's judgment of the wicked, of the ratchet. This is what this psalm, today's daily psalm, is all about. So looking at this first verse right here, let's take a look at this first verse right here, particularly in the Hebrew. So what we have in today's daily psalm, let's just look at this right here. We have the Aleph verse in the Hebrew. The Aleph verse, the first verse, is a superscription. So that means the verses are off by one particular verse. Just to point that out to the brothers and the sisters right there. But in the English, we have this. It says, the transgression of the wicked saith within my heart that there is no fear of God before his eyes. Now here in the Hebrew, the Sefer Tehillim, we have Neum Pesha La Rasha Bikareva Libi Bikareva Libi Ein Pachad Elohim Alinegeda Ainaya Neged Ainayo, Ainayo. The translation, transgression, speaketh to the wicked, methinks. There is no fear of God, Elohim, Alet, that is say Elohim, before his eyes. Ain pachad, there's no fear, there's no dread. Ain, without pachad, without any fear or dread of Elohim. Ein pachad Elohim lin neged aynayo, before his eyes. So the first word we have is neum. In the Hebrew text, the word neum is oracle. And this appears at the beginning of the next verse as well. We have this at the beginning of the next verse. We have an oracle. Interesting. We have an oracle, right? It's like verse 2, right? In verse 2 right here, for he is too proud to recognize and to give up his uckery, right? In the Hebrew text, because the superscription is considered verse 1. The superscription is considered verse 1. So the resulting reading is an oracle of the rebellion of the wicked is in the midst of my heart, is how some Bibles translate it, looking again at the Hebrew. That's what we have here, the Neum Pesha'a La Rasha Bekarev Levi would be translated as an oracle of rebellion for the wicked is in the midst of my heart apparently means, some say, that the psalm, the Mizmor, which foresees the downfall of the wicked, of the ratchet, the Rasha'im, is a prophetic oracle. So some look at this based on this first word we have, Naum, the oracle. Based on this prophetic oracle about the rebellion of the wicked, which emerges from the soul of the psalmist. So this oracle against the rebellion of the wicked, right, is emerging, we could say even emanating in that sense, coming forward, coming out from the soul of the psalmist. And who is the psalmist here? Le'evedi Yahuwah, le'evedi Yahuwah, le'evedi Yahuwah, le'David, of David, the servant of Adonai, the servant of Hashem. Yod hey weh hey. So one could translate as, here is a poem written as I reflected on the rebellious character of evil, of ratchet men, based on this superscription in the Hebrew. And Naum Pesha La Rasha Bikareva Levi. Instead of what we have here, transgression speaketh to the wicked, methinks, or in the KJV, the transgression of the wicked saith within my heart. Then they put in the italicization that there is, and then outside of that, no fear of the of Elohim before his eyes. So the transgression of the wicked saith within my heart, no fear of Elohim before his eyes. In that context, does that work? Another option followed in translation above is to attach my the Naum, or oracle, with the superscription. For another example of a Davidic poem beginning and being labeled an oracle, we have in Second Samuel chapter 23:1, where it says, these are the final words of David, of David. It begins off in the Hebrew as the oracle of David, son of Jesse. The oracle, the Naum, the oracle of the man raised up as the ruler chosen by the Elohai Haliyah of Yaakov, Yisrael's beloved singer of songs, the sweet singer of Yisrael. So the rebellion of the evil man is in the midst of my heart. The translation assumes that sort of translation, a reading in the midst of my heart, where it uses in the Hebrew Bikarev or Karev Libi, in the midst of my heart, Libi. The translation assuming the midst of his heart to the core instead of in the midst of my heart, a change which finds, some say, support in a few of the medieval Hebrew manuscripts, or MSS. Now, the Hebrew text of Oregon's Hexapla, H-E-X-A-P-L-A, and the Syriac as well. The Hebrew brings out, there is no dread of Elohim. Ain pachad Elohim, lineged anayo. Before his eyes, there is no dread. Ain pachad Elohim. There's no dread, pachad, of Elohim before his eyes. Lineged einayo, before his eyes. The phrase dread of God, the dread of God, the pachad Elohim. It refers to a healthy respect for HaElohim, the true good, the true God, which recognizes that he who he be, will punish evil behavior, or that there are consequences, especially in the blameless creator's creation. There's a consequence, or one may look at it as that Elohim signifying the judgment name, or the Shofet Mishpot name, will judge and will bring it into judgment, unlike the atheistic sentiment riding through some of the Psalms, even in this season, where it says, Ain Elohim, that there is no Elohim, Hebraically to imply that there is no judgment, do what thou wilt. It goes on as it always does. Look, there's some evil, bad thing happened, and if there was a God, somebody will punish them. That sort of Ain Elohim attitude. As far as Elohim not existing, in the sense of there's no God, that is not the Hebraic sense. That right there that's a philosophical bullshit, basically. And most people will say, well, I'm an atheist, there's no God. That's your God. You know God is your God. But they don't understand what God is. And that's maybe the problem right there. But anyway, this is just an opening right here, looking at this first, you know, this first opening verse right here, the divine loving kindness, the divine loving kind man. And we're going to pick up on this a little bit more. Take a Selah.
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 Come with it! Oh, come into the area! Let's see that! Oh, we have to have fire, you
want? I need a little bit of time and then be back. Kula da shiriti beyachad. I need a little bit of time and then be back. Kula da shiriti beyachad.
כל יום כדי לנשום אומר תודה לאל כשהוא קם וכשהולך לישון מפרנס את המשפחה דואג לחברים שדואגים להרים את הווליומים בספיקרים הייתי שרס סמן ישראלי אסלי לא מתעסק פה בחרטות ומדבר רק חסמי אז מי איתי תשימו יד אחת למעלה איצ'י בן מספר אחד אז יאללה
אני הייתי שרס סמן ואין בי פחד כולם נשאיר איתי ביד
לא לוחץ על ברקסים דוגרי נטול שקרים או אינטרסים שולח כבוד לאחים שהאמינו והשפיעו בא מהשכונה הזו אף פעם לא שוכח מי הוא מריץ את הדיבור בין הבניינים יודע שיש אחד למעלה שמנהל את העניינים נותן לכולם יחס שווה חשוב תמיד לזכור בקשר לדעת גזע מין נדע או צבע אור רואה כל החיים את כולם נלחמים נגד עצמם אז תמיד דוגל באהבת חינם
אני הייתי שרס סבן ואין בי פחד כולם נשאיר איתי ביחד אני הייתי שרס סבן ואין בי
Hello.
כולנו סביב המטבע השקלים, המזומן שולט בכל מי שסביבי יקרים, המזומן מכיר את כל האנשים דרוכים, ידיים בכיסים משכיחים על ענקים, זה הדלת טעים, מושך לי את העין, ארצח בשבילו את אחי אבן קין, איבדתי את עצמי עזרי יבוא מאין, תביא לי שש הפסים עדיין ארצה עוד שתיים, חייבת ללכת בדרך הזיין, להפסיק להתעסק בלהיות האייקן, כי הוכחתי את עצמי מי מזמן לא, הם יודעים כבר מי זו דרצו, גם שאין לה אלבום באום 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 בילה, מקררת הבטיח שורפת כחל בנגילה, אחרי ששחצות הם יודעים שהיא התחילה, לא צריכה שנוח, הוגה בשביל הוגה בשביל הזלילה, באום
אותי לקחת את עצמי רחוק, שאף אחד לא ספר אותי, חלמתי על לספור שטרות, אין לי זמן לספור כבשים, אין לי זמן לטיפוסים מפוספסים, צריך עוד נכסים, פקיסים, שדים חדשים, גוצ'י נחשים, סוסי עם פסים, משקפי נשים, אוי שיט, הכל משוק הפשפשים, רודף אחרי כספים בקפקפים משומשים, רוצה להיות טוב כלכלית עד גיל 50, עם השקיות של הדביק, אם יש להביא, ריסמש ועדן לי, סחורה בלעדי, יאו ארדי, תת נמדי, חי ידידי. שידברו עליי יותר כשאני לא פה, פתאום הם עושים אותי, שופטים אותי, אוי לא, אוי לא, בכל זאת נשארתי בראש טוב, יצאתי מהבית ונכנסתי לראות חור, מקווה שידברו עליי יותר כשאני לא פה, פתאום הם עושים אותי, שופטים אותי, אוי לא, אוי לא.
סבבה, בוא ניתן לנו
סבבה.
Psalm 36. The transgression of the wicked saith within my heart that there is no fear of God before his eyes. For he flattereth himself in his own eyes, until his iniquity be found to be hateful. The words of his mouth are iniquity and deceit. He hath left off to be wise and to do good. He deviseth mischief upon his bed. He setteth himself in a way that is not good. He abhorreth not evil. Thy mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens, and thy faithfulness reacheth unto the clouds. Thy righteousness is like the great mountains, thy judgments are a great deep. O Lord, thou preservest man and beast. How excellent is thy loving kindness, O God! Therefore the children of men put their trust under the shadow of thy wings. They shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house, and thou shalt make them drink of the river of thy pleasures. For with thee is the fountain of life. Thy light shall we see light. O, continue thy loving kindness unto them that know thee, and thy righteousness to the upright in heart. Let not the foot of pride come against me, and let not the hand of the wicked remove me. There are the workers of iniquity fallen. They are cast down, and shall not be able to rise, be able to rise, be able to rise, be able to rise, 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 to rise.
מזמור למדבב למטח לעבד אדוני לדוד נאום פשע לרשע בקרב ליבי אין פחד אלוהים לנגד עיניו כי החליק אליו בעיניו למצוא עוונו לשנוא דברי פיו אבן ומרמה חדל להשכיל להדיב אבן יחשוב על משכבו יתייצב על דרך לא טוב רע לא ימאס אדוני בהשמיים חסדך אמונתך עד שחקים צדקתך כהררי אל משפטיך תהום רבה אדם ובהמה תושיע אדוני מה יקר חסדך אלוהים ובני אדם בצל כנפיך יחסיון ירוויון מדשן ביתך ונחל עדניך תשכם כי עמך מקור חיים ואורך נראה אור משוך חסדך ליודעיך וצדקתך לישרלב אל תבואני רגל גאווה ויד רשעים אל תנידני שם נפלו פועלי אבן דוחו ולא יאכלו קום
Transgression of the wicked saith within my heart that there is no fear of God before his eyes. For he flattereth himself in his own eyes until his iniquity be found to be hateful. The words of his mouth are iniquity and deceit. He hath left off to be wise and to do good. He deviseth mischief upon his bed. He setteth himself in a way that is not good. He abhorreth not evil. Thy mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens, and thy faithfulness reacheth unto the clouds. Thy righteousness is like the great mountains. Thy judgments are a great deep. O Lord, thou preservest man and beast. How excellent is thy loving kindness, O God. Therefore, the children of men put their trust under the shadow of thy wings. They shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house, and thou shalt make them drink of the river of thy pleasure. For with thee is the fountain of life. In thy light shall we see light. O, continue thy loving kindness unto them that know thee, and thy righteousness to the upright in heart. Let not the foot of pride come against me, and let not the hand of the wicked remove me. There are the workers of iniquity fallen. They are cast down, and shall not be able to rise, 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 to rise. To rise, 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 to rise.
everything takes time.
Shalom again, Chaparim. Once again, today's daily psalm, Psalm 36, the Lamed, Wow, Lamed, Vav, Lamed, Wow, Psalm XXX, VI, Sefer Tehillim, Chapter 36, the Divine Loving Kindness, the theme of today's daily psalm, the Divine Loving Kindness. Now, we begin off with the Aleph verse, the first verse. The Aleph verse, as well as the superscription, so that would actually Hebraically make two verses. Now in the KJV, we turn to the King James Version. Let's have the KJV, brothers and sisters, just to touch on the Aleph Beit Gimel, the ABG, so as one would say, within the Western Gentile expression, the ABCs. What are the ABCs of today's daily psalm? To the chief musician, a psalm of David, the servant of the Lord, the servant of he who be who he be. Lam natzeach le ebed Yahuwah le David. Lam natzeach le ebed Yahuwah le ebedi Yahuwah le ebedi Yahuwah le David. Neum pesha la rasha be kareva levi. Ain pachad Elohim l'neged ayinayo. Transgression speaketh to the wicked, methinks. There is no fear of Elohim, no dread. Ain pachad Elohim before his eyes l'neged ayinayo, before his eyes. So we have the servant of he who be who he be, the Ebed Yehovah, Ebedi Yehovah. It has been suggested that the sequence of this and the foregoing psalm was determined by the reference in the latter psalm, Psalm 35, to his servant. So we have verse 27 in the Lamed Hey psalm, the 35th psalm. Verse 27, let them shout for joy and be glad and delight in my righteousness. Yaronu with Yisamechu Chafetzeyas Idki. Let them shout for joy. Yaronu. Let them shout for joy. We yismechu, and be happy. Yismechu, we yismechu, and be glad. Chafetzei sidki. Those that delight Sidki in my righteousness, my vindication. With Yomru Tamid. Yea, let them say continually. With Yomru Tamid. Continually. With Yomru, let them say Tamid continually. Yigdala Yahuwah. Yigdal, magnified, great, be he who be who he be. He chafetz shalom, avdo. He chafetz shalom, avdo, who delighteth in the shalom, avdo, shalom, avdo, of his abed, his servant, the peace of his servant. So here, that delight in my righteousness, in my vindication, magnified, Yigdal Yahuwah, magnified be he who be who he be, who has demonstrated, manifested his justice and his might by humbling the arrogant, the proud, the peace, the shalom, who delighteth, he chafetz shalom, who delighteth in the peace, who delighteth peace, avdo, the peace of his servant, the welfare, the shalom, his servant, avdo. He puts forward his own experience, David, as a shining example of Hashem's care for the innocent, So we see the link here in the superscription of this psalm being superscribed as of David the servant of Yod-Heh-Weh-Heh, of he who be who he be. Le-Abdi-Yahuwah-Le-Dawid. So then we have verses 1, 2, 4, which is the portrait of the godless, the jahless. Now, here in the first verse, as we touched on, but just to build on this right here, the first verse in the KJV, which would be the second verse. And so in the King James Version, it says, the transgression of the wicked saith within my heart that there is no fear, no respect, no reverence of Elohim, the true good, the true God, before his eyes. Now, in the notes that I had mentioned earlier that I have in my Scofield Study Bible, this is a practice that we had did from first getting into the Royal Amharic, and the Psalms was the real groundation, anchor, the Psalms and the daily Psalms. So this order that we share is the order that we have grown in grace, and it's a feeding, a strengthening. So we were highly, highly recommended for the brothers and the sisters, especially for I and I as disciples. But one thing that we did was, as we would go through it, and growing in grace in the Amharic, the Royal Amharic, and in our studies, when we see some difference within, say, the Royal Amharic, we would note it. And we also study it along with other scriptures that we had some availability to, the Hebrew, of course, and sometimes the Septuagint and the Greek. So here we circle the word my heart in verse 1 of Psalm 36 here in our Scofield KJV Study Bible. And we wrote in himself, as we compared and contrasted with the Royal Amharic. Now, this is very significant. This is also a key as well of study, because there's a certain contextualization that we see as we go to the Hebrew, and then we compare and contrast with the KJV as well as with the Septuagint. But beginning off, firstly and foremostly, with the basic KJV here, it says, the transgression of the wicked saith within my heart, no fear, there's no reverence of Elohim before his eyes. In the midst of my heart, the psalmist tries to penetrate the mental process of the ratchet man in order to account for his evil way of living. And he imagines the transgression or the pesha, the transgression, which is rebellion against Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God. So when we see transgression, this is rebellion. This is open rebellion against Ha-Elohim, against the true good, the true God, inciting the person to uck up, to fall short, to be lacking, to forfeit, to uck up by assuring him that he need have no fear, no respect, no reverence, even dread of Elohim HaShofet, that Elohim, that there's an Elohim which judges, right? And the consequences, right, will accrue and righteous judgment will be due and done. But inciting the transgression, this rebellious state of heart and mind against the true good, the true God, it incites a person to uck up, to commit hachet, the chet, or chatiyat, the akri, falling short, the lack. When it says that my people perish because of a lack of knowledge, that lack, that ucking, caught lacking, by assuring one that one have no need to respect, because one would not be called into account for it. Do what thou wilt, right? Which is the law of ukri and death. No reverence. So the idea of fear of Elohim we have here is ain pachad Elohim. Ain no pachad. There's no dread. There's no dread. Bringing it out right here, there's no dread of Elohim. So we have this oracle, Naum, an oracle, right? The oracle, the resulting reading, some would say an oracle of or about the rebellion of the wicked, which emerges from the soul of the psalmist as he iditates on this. There's an oracle, right? So here we have another example, right, of this in 2 Samuel as well. We have 2 Samuel chapter 23 and verse 1, where also another Davidic poem is labeled a ne'um or an oracle. The rebellion. What's this oracle? The rebellion of an evil man in the midst of my heart is what he's saying in the opening. This oracle. Ne'um pesha'ah la rasha'ah b'karev lebi. Rebellion, pesha'ah. Transgression, the sense of rebellion, pesha'ah, of an evil man. Ne'um, the oracle, pesha'ah, la rasha'ah. La rasha'ah, of an evil, ratchet man. B'karev lebi. B'karev, in the midst, lebi, lebi, my heart. So the translation, assuming a reading of in the midst of my heart to the core, instead of just in the midst of my heart, a change which finds support in some of the ancient and medieval Hebrew manuscripts. And the Hebrew text we mentioned of Oregon's hexapia, the hexapia, H-E-X-A-P-I-A, and the Syriac also brings it out, that there is no dread of Elohim before his eyes. The phrase dread, pahad, pahad Elohim, it refers to a healthy reverence for the true source, the true good, the true God, which recognizes that he who be who he be will punish and does punish evil behavior. Some people would call it the law of karma, but somewhat impersonalized in that sense. Right? But there is a principle of judgment, and those who have not this healthy respect or reverence, this is where we have it right here in today's daily psalm at the opening. Ein pachad Elohim lineged einayo. Lineged? Lineged einayo. Einayo. His eyes. Before his eyes. So here we have before his mind, his eyes, his perception, to deter him from evil and ratchet and rebellious conduct, or we can say misconduct. Now here we have the second verse. For he flattereth himself in his own eyes until his iniquity be found to be hateful. Now it's interesting, we have a note right here. He will hate her, his iniquity. I think we have this as a note. He will hate her. Now, no doubt we was looking at the Royal Amharic, which hopefully we'll ride up with as well. And since we're beginning off right here, as we also compare sometimes the Septuagint, just to bring out the full of the meaning, according to the ancient witnesses, the trustworthy, truthful, and reliable, the blameless Ethiopian witness here. So here, let's bring it up to Mezmura Dawit, and we're here in the 36, and this right here is theme, Yechet'u Kafat, the wickedness of the Akka, Yechet'u Kafat, Ye'egziyavi her begonet, and the generosity, the goodness, begonet, the charity, begonet, Ye'egziyavi, of the sustainer, the good, the generous Av. So the ratchetness of the Akka, or of the sinner, and the charitableness, the goodness of the sustainer. Lemezemarana lekaya Dawit Baria. So we have Baria. Baria corresponding with Ebed, the Ebed. Right? The Ebed, we have the Baria. Baria, ye Dawit Mezmor. First verse. Chet yatenya berasu yem yasit negrin yinagral. Ye gziav herim ferhat be aino chufita yel. Chet yatenya, the akka, the sinner, the lacker, berasu, in his head, ras, but ras also, which is in the Amharic, the rosh, in the Hebrew, here we have berasu, in himself. Also can be interpreted that not literally just in his head, but in himself. That which, the erring, right, the thing which causes to err, the thing which causes error, yemiyasit, to even to deceive, to fall short, the deceptive thing, yinagaral, speaks in the Akka's heart, right, in the Akka, in the himself, not his heart, but berasu, in himself, in the hatiatenya, in the lacquer, the akkar, the erring, the thing of error, yemiyasit, you know, the deceptive thing, inagral, speaks. That's the devil, right? That's of their father, the devil. They must be born again, must forgive, have a repentance, change of mind. But until that time, they are a child of their father, Ha-Satan, Satan, the devil. We all are until we are born again. See, this is the key. We must be born again, not from below, but from above. So here's a principle as well in today's daily psalm. Hatiatenya barasu yimiyasit negri nagra. So the erring thing is speaking in the lacquer. Yegziavi harim farhat. The fear, the reverence of Egziavi, the sustainer, the good, the generous Ab, Father, but I know you, feet yelim, but I know you, as we have in the Hebrew, le neged, le slika, le neged, ainayo, ainayo, le neged, ainayo. Here we have, but I know you, feet yelim, kuter hulet, verse 2. The andeva tu, shena giloalina, shena giloalina, chatiatu, ba genetchu gize yitalatal. Yitalatar, be andevetu, in his style of speech, shenigalo alina, he flatters in his style of speech, be andevetu, his way of speaking, be andevetu is flattery, shenigalo alina, chatiatu, his akari, chatiatu, his lack, Bagenetchu Gizeh, when she is found, when he finds her, Yitalatal, he will hate her, his lack, his sin, Chatiatu. So here is very, very interesting, the connection, right, that we have here, even in the verse 2, right? So bringing this out in the KJV, once again, for he flattered himself in his own eyes until his iniquity, which we have Bamarinya is a hat iatu, his akari, his sin, be found to be hateful, but bringing it out more so, hat iatu, bagenyetsu gize, yitalata, he will hate her, all right, because a soul without instruction is headed for, yes, for it flattereth him in his eyes until his iniquity be found and he be hated. We have coming from the Hebrew or here in the Hebrew here of the, we have actually the Gimel verse in the Hebrew, but this corresponds to the second verse. Ki he chelik, ki he chelik elayo, bi aynayo, limsa eonno, Lisa, listen, until his iniquity be found and he be hated and it be hateful and he or it in that sense be hateful. Ki he chelik elayo bi aynayo lima tsa e ono lis no, and he be hated, and it be hateful. Now, the Hebrew of this verse is most obscure. Many have commented on the Hebrew here in this verse, corresponding with the KJV, the second verse here. The Hebrew is said to be somewhat obscure. Ki he chelik elayo bi aynayo limsa eono lisno. They say that the Hebrew here is obscure, perhaps the nearest literal translation, which may be intelligible in translation, is, quote, for it, speaking of the transgression, Pesha'ah, the rebellious spirit, heart, and mind, makes smooth to him in his own eyes, his own perception, as to his sin, his akari, his lack being found out to be hated, by Elohim HaShofet, by the Elohim who judges. So the words are a continuation of the psychological, the suke, the soul, the logos, the word analysis going on here. So in a sense, we're getting, in a sense, a kind of a diagnosis and a prognosis, but it's based on the gnosis. So hatiat sin or akri, it deludes the godless, the jahless, with the smooth assurance of immunity. It lies to them. Ha-satan, the devil, diablos, is a lie, a liar. So here the hatiat, the sin nature, right, and the byproducts of the sin nature, he must be born again. It deludes the godless, those who are truly without the true good, the true logos, with the smooth assurance of immunity. People say nowadays all sort of things. Oh, well, we're not living under those laws. Things have changed, and this is something different or something new. They delude themselves to think that there is no Elohim HaShofek that judges. So the sin, the hatiyat, it deceives the godless with the smooth assurance, which is the flattery of some sort of immunity, that they will be safe, everything's all right, there is no Elohim, there is no, the scripture is not true, and this and that is not, Christ never existed, never, all these lies, 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 see, to give them the smooth assurance on their slippery slope. There is no Elohim who will discover the crime is what sin, chatiyat, the akari, tells them and assures them and flatters them. And so hates it as to pass judgment upon it. So this hatred. So here what's being pointed out is the hatred. So one must overcome that hate and that anger. Stop making excuses. Stop playing God, that hatred and that anger. Right? Repent, have a change of mind. First of all, forgive your mother. Forgive your mother. You have to recognize the link right here. Forgive your mother, forgive your father. You have to be born again. How are we going to be born again? Our Father, right? Our Father who art. Wisdom is justified of all of her children. See, some don't understand, don't really receive that wisdom there, but you must overcome your anger. This is what is being brought out right here. Anger. Right? Anger, as we mentioned before in some of the older Ethiopic expressions, it was like one would say in more ancient days or previous days, even just a couple, maybe 100 or so years ago, in Amharic, Satane Yemeta, Satane, Satan, Satan is Satan, the adversary, the opposer, the downpressor, but the adversary, right? The op in that sense of adversarially speaking. Right? Then we say, Satane, my Satan Yemetal cometh. This is the way to say, I'm getting angry. Interesting. Right? So that understanding, as we have this basic understanding, this basic build right here, just in these first two verses, just looking at the first two verses, because this psalm is the divine loving kindness, just to get that anchor right here at the gate, right? Right here at the opening of the gate right here. So, we have this verse here. For he flatters himself in his own eyes until his iniquity be found to be hateful. For it causes to be smooth to him in his eyes to find his sin to hate. This is what it says, as obscure in a sense. If you were to look at this now, literally, this verse here in today's daily psalm, the Lamed Wow, Lamed Vav psalm, here in the Gimel corresponds to the second verse, Psalm 36, right? In the KJV Bible, the second verse here says, Ki he chelik, ki he chelik elayo be'aynayo, for it causes to be smooth to him in his eyes, limsa e'onno, lisno, to find his sin, to find limsa, or limso, we have limso, slika limso, limso e'onno, limso e'onno, lisno. Limso e'onno, lisno. So we have kia he chelika enayo, be'enayo, elayo be'enayo, kia he chelika elayo be'enayo, limsoa e'ono lisno, for it causes to be smooth to him in his eyes to find his sin to hate. Ki he chelika elayo be'enayo, This is interesting, just directly from the Hebrew. For it causes to be smooth to him in his eyes to find his sin to hate, his akrius to hate. The meaning of the Hebrew, some say, is unclear. Some say perhaps the point is this. His rebellious attitude of heart and mind makes him reject any notion that Elohim, the true good, the true God, will hold him accountable. Or there's any to hold him accountable. His attitude also prevents him from recognizing and realizing and thus also repudiating his uckery, his uckful ways. Even recognize. It's a beautiful verse we have. Ki hechelik elayo be'aynayo limtsoa e'ono lisno. What a beautiful verse right here. It seems to be obscure, but is it really obscure? For it causes to be smooth to him in his eyes to find his sin, his uckery, to hate. For it causes to be smooth to him in his eyes. Ki hechelika elayo be'aynayo. To find his sin, to hate, to find a limso e'ono. At least no. The words of his mouth are iniquity and deceit. He have left off to be wise and to do good. The words of his mouth are iniquity and deceit. He has left off to be wise and to do good. So what do we have here, Chaberim? Right here at this particular verse, the words of his mouth. Divrei fio, Awen, Umirma. Divera fio, Aveno, Umirma. Chadal, Le Hasakila, Le Heitiv. He hath left off to be wise, to do good. Le Heitiv. Hadal le hasikila le heitiv. Iniquity and deceit. It says, divrei fio, words of his mouth. Divrei fio, Awen, 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 Umirma, modern Hebrew, Divrei Fio, words of his mouth, Awen, Umirma, are iniquity and deceit. You have this in Psalm 10, round about verse 7. The psalmist in I now describes the consequences which follows from these the false hypothesis. See, there's a false hypothesis. Give us a teaching of his magic, because we don't want no devil's philosophy. Or the devil's philosophy, they have the false hypotheses. All right? The first effect is seen in a lying and a mischievous tongue. That's the first effect right there. This is why it points to the words of his mouth, divrei fio. And what are they? Awen, umirma. The iniquity and deceit he have left off for chadala le hasakil le heitiv. He left off to be wise, to have the understanding which distinguishes between the good and evil, and preferring the former, the good, to the evil, thus establishing Yahweh, good over evil. But he's left off. He left off to do that. So here is also what is interesting here within the KJV, the third verse. He ceases to exhibit wisdom to do good. He ceases. So what we have in this verse is the idea that he ceases to exhibit, right? He ceases to exhibit what? He ceases to exhibit wisdom. And this wisdom here is interesting. We have the maskil. Again, we have the maskil. We have maskil in the different psalms. Some say mash or machkil, but what is maskil? The maskil. My skill is a teaching, but my skill also has wisdom and prudence. It's an understanding. It's a true understanding, that sense of the true overstanding, because here the hefil form of the verb, right, the hefil forms are what we can call in Hebrew exhibitive. The exhibitive indicates an outward expression of an inner attitude, right? So something has changed in this akka right here. Right, it wasn't always this way, because notice the language. He's left off to be wise. So this one at one time, no doubt there was some wiseness. He's left off. Chadal, chadal lehasakila leheitib, 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 heitib, tov, heitib, yetib, yetob. He ceased to do good. Right? He's left off to be wise, to exhibit that wisdom by his action, by and according to his conduct. All right, so here is the portrait. In these verses here, we have the portrait, right? And the portrait now is going to be completed right here in this fourth verse. He deviseth mischief upon his bed. He setteth himself in a way that is not good. He abhorreth not evil. So here in this profiling, this right here we can say is a profiling of the jahless, one without he who be, without the true reality, the true good, the true God. Right? He deviseth iniquity upon his bed. He setteth himself in a way that is not good. He abhorreth not evil. Awain, awain, or awain, awain, yach hishob. Aven Yachishob al Misakavo Misakabo Mishkabo Mishkabo Mishkavo Mishkavo upon his bed Mishkavo Aven Yachishov al Mishkavo Yita Yatseva ala Dereka Lotov Ra'a Lo Yimas Ra'a Lo yimas, lo yimas, lo yimas. He abhorreth not evil. Ra'a, the ra'a, ra'a, lo yimas. He doesn't abhor. His conscience is so dull that it does not instinctively recoil from wrong or from evil. It's like callous. When someone says, this person is calloused. Right, they have a callous. They're beyond what's their past feeling. There's no perception of that. In the conscience is with knowing, conscientia, is gone. See, upon his bed, a time that's used by the righteous, the tzaddikim and the tzaddikan, the righteous, for wise meditation, upon one's bed. Al mishakavo, mishakavo, al mishkavo, upon his bed. The time used by the righteous for wise meditation. Remember the verse before says that he has left off, right? He's left off, chadal. Le hasakila le heitiv. He's left off to be wise, to do good, right? So here we have this time that the righteous or the wise was spending wise meditation, right? As we have it in Psalm 4, right? Psalm 4, round about verse 5 or so. But the ratchet, the wicked, used this time, a la mishakavo, upon his bed, for devising base and evil and ratchet and wicked schemes and conspiracies. This is why it says, he setteth himself in a way that is not good. Yita yatsev, al derek lotov. Yita yatsev, al Derek, al-derek, on a path, al-derek, on a derek, derek is a way, derek, al-derek, he's setting himself, yita yatsev, al-derek, lo tov, lo tov, lo, no, tov, no good, that's no good, literally, no good, that's no good, ra'a lo yimas, ra'a lo yimas, he doesn't abhor. See, deliberately selects the evil way. Here we have one deliberately selecting the evil way. So this is a very interesting psalm, today's daily psalm, because this is just the opening right here. Remember, this is the servant. Remember how his theme? David, David, le Ebedi, Yahuwah, le Ebedi, Hoa, le David, a servant, the servant of he who be, we be, David. Right, beginning off with this oracle right here. Now, this verse here, the fourth verse, it completes the opening profile of the ungodly or the godless, like to say the jahless, that's without jah, without the spirit of the truth, the essence of the truth, one who has gone without that. And it's interesting here because it seems to be speaking of this one as though perhaps at one time, right, at one time. See, the main theme of today's daily psalm is the attributes of Elohim. I want to say, wait, we spent this time about the portrait and getting the profile of the jahless, yes. But the main theme of today's daily psalm, remember, it has a two-part theme. We have Bamarinya, we have Chata'u, the ratchetness of the sinner, and it's contrasted with Ye'ekziyavir Begonet, and the goodness, the charitableness of the sustainer. So the main theme is the attributes, the midot of Ha'Elohim, particularly his love. His loving kindness for his creatures, bego, begonet. Its glory is brought into prominence by being set beside the ukfulness of the ratchet. So, see the contrast here. The ukfulness of the ratchet being set aside or side by side the goodness, right, of he who be who he be. So the poem, it begins with the characterization and the profiling of the jahless. But soon, and right here is a turn, in this verse right here, going forward, it turns to their, right, it turns to the sordidness, or from the sordidness of the opening portraits of the jahless or the godless, to extol the goodness, the good traits, the attributes of Ha'Elohim, the true God, the true good, in language of striking beauty. Aitifu, Aitifu. Yes, I. Rastafari.
And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room. They went up into an upper room.
Man is getting strong, while our churches are getting weak. But tell me, who is gonna lead the way, while our youths them are going astray? We all played a part in Jesus, so why we live in negative? Fooling no one else. We got to repent and love our brothers as ourselves. Oh yeah, and love our brothers as ourselves. Me say the wicked man is getting strong, while our church is a
Gracias. גאון קח את העת ביד ויש לך הימנון
branches and chanting in mighty volume.
Hosanna, blessed be the King of Israel. Blessed is he who cometh in the name of the Lord.
Truth. Imperial Majesty, how does it seem to you the Apostle Paul meant the statement, faith works by love?
Yes, Paulus, yes,
what St. Paul said here is not a mistaken statement. You all know what St. Paul was and what kind of work he was engaged in before his conversion. Later on, after his conversion, he had faith and love, and if he had not had that, he would not have taught people this in his epistles. Neither love nor faith are separable from each other. An elaboration of this is Paul's exposition in one of his epistles, which speaks of love and faith. Without love, all of our human efforts in the sight of God can be useless. He loved us, and on our behalf, he was given as a ransom, and it was because of love and his love for us that he accomplished the act of love.
So much love to all my friends. So much love to all my friends.
When I say more, you say fire. More
fire.
King Selassie is the Almighty Eye. I mean, big bad sound like justice. This is Sizzla Kalonja passing through.
So much love to all my friends. Much love to all my friends. Much love to all my much love to.
So here,
Shema'ah,
here. Today we have a Midrash, a study on today's daily psalm, Mizmor, Lamed, Wow, Lamed, Vav, Lamed, Vav, Lamed, Vav, Lamed, Vav, Lamed, Vav, Lamed, Lam natriach le'evadi Yahua le'dawi Nun pesha la'rasha v'kareva libo Ein pachad Elohim le'neged aynay. To the Lord of victories, Lam natriach. A psalm. Le David of David. Le Eved Yahuwah. Le Evedi Yahuwah. First proper Hebrew verse, the superscription. Here in the Midrash, to the Lord of victories, Laminatziach, the Lord of overcomings, of David, the servant of Jehovah. The phrase, Lord of victories, is to be considered in the light of the verse in Deuteronomy 33:29. Happy art thou, O Israel, who is like to the eye, a people saved by Yahuwah, by Jehovah. Deuteronomy 33:29. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be He, wages Yisrael, Israel's wars, but victory is ascribed to Yisrael. Thus Scripture says in Deuteronomy 34, verses 11 to 12, in all the signs and wonders, and in all the mighty hand, and in all the great terror which Moses wrought. Here it is not written which Jehovah wrought, that Yahuwah wrought, but that Moshe wrought. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, empowered Moshe to perform wonders, but the victory was ascribed to Moshe. So too Deborah said, arise, Barak, and lead thy captivity captive, thou son of Abinoam, in Judges 5 and 12. But could it be said to him, arise, Barak, and lead thy captivity captive? As if it were really his captivity. What could Deborah have meant by arise, except arise, but you will not do battle. You will not do battle, for the battle is Yahuwah, is Jehovah's. As it said, this is the day which Yahuwah, Jehovah, hath delivered Sisera into thy hand, in Judges 4 and 14. And also, they fought from Shemaim, from heaven, in Judges 5 and 20. And yet when Barak was about to say, the victory is Yahuwah, is Jehovah, Deborah said, lead thy captivity captive. So, too, when David went down to meet Goliath, he said to the Philistines in 1 Samuel 17, verse 47, that all this assembly may know that Yahuwah, that Jehovah, saveth not with sword and spear, for the back of the battle is Jehovah's. And in their rejoicing and in their going out to dance, when the womb man saying, in 1 Samuel 18 and 7, Saul hath slain thousands, and David, and David, and David, his 10,000s. Even then, David said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thou wagest war, and thine is the victory. As is said in 1 Chronicles 29 and 11, thine, O Yahuwah, O Jehovah, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. Thereupon HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to David, thou ascribest the victory to me, to I, but I shall ascribe the victory to thee. Saying, hear, 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 superscription to today's daily psalm, La menatzeach le'eved Yahuwah le'David, for the man of victories, for David, the servant of Jehovah. Num pesha la rasha bekareva libo, ein pachad Elohim le'neged einayo. The transgression of the wicked, the ratchet, the rasha, uttereth its oracle. Num pesha la rasha bikareva libo. There is no reverence, respect. There's no pachad. Ain pachad. There's no pachad, no dread. Ain pachad Elohim l'neged einayo. There is no reverence. There is no dread of Elohim before his eyes. There's no respect of Elohim before his eyes. when David, looked at Goliath, the Philistine, and saw that he was a mighty man, armed with all kinds of weapons, he said, who can prevail against such as he? But when David saw him reviling and blaspheming, he said, now I shall prevail against him, for there is no fear, no reverence, no respect of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isla One, blessed be he in him. As is said, Nuum Pesha La Rasha Abik Reva Libo Ein Pachad Elohim Lineged Ainayo. The transgression of the wicked, of the ratchet, uttereth its oracle. There is no fear of Elohim before his eyes. From this you learn that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, punishes the wicked, the ratchet, in the very hour when the fear, the pachad Elohim, the dread of Elohim is not upon them. You will find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, also said to Yisrael, thine own wickedness shall punish thee. Thine own ratchetness shall punish thee. When my fear, my dread is not in thee, I. Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 19. Hence, here, David said, Nuum Pesha'a La Rasha Bekrev Libo Ein Pachad Elohim Lineged Ainayo. The transgression of the wicked uttereth its oracle. There is no reverence, there is no fear, no dread, Pachad Elohim, before his eyes. Be'ainayo. For it flattereth him in his eyes to find an iniquity that will be hated. Ki yehe chelika helayo be'ainayo limso e'ono lisno. The wicked, the ratchet, the rasha. The ratchet glance about with their eyes and feel about with their hands and scheme in their hearts and minds to find that special sin, that special chatiyat, that special akari, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, hates, that they might commit it. As the scripture says in Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 31, every abomination to Jehovah which he hateth, they have done. Have they done? Woe to the ratchet. Woe to the wicked, all of whose being is evil and deceit. Not even with one another do they deal truthfully. As is said, the words of his mouth are iniquity and deceit. Divrei tsiyo avein u mirma. Divrei tsiyo avein u mirma. The words of his mouth, the divrei fio, divrei pio, divrei fio, avein u mirma, are iniquity, avein, u and mirma, deceit. The wicked, the ratchet, walks in iniquity and devises iniquity. As the next verse says, he deviseth iniquity upon his bed. He setteth himself in a way that is lo tov, that is not good. Avein yachshov ala mishachavo, yita yatzeva ala derek lo tov. What is meant by the words, he setteth himself in a way that is not good? He setteth himself in a way lo tov. Yita yatzev al derek lo tov. When there are two ways open to the wicked, to the ratchet, one toward good and one toward evil, they forsake the good way and walk and trod in the evil way. So Solomon described the wicked, the ratchet, as men who forsake the paths of uprightness, to walk in the way of darkness, who rejoice to do evil in Proverbs 2 and 12. Hence,
it is written. He sanctifies himself in a way that is not good. Yita yatzev al derek lo tov. Thy loving kindness, O Jehovah, is in the heavens. Thy faithfulness reacheth to the skies. Yahuwah, Be'ha-shamayim chasedeka emunateka ada shechakim. In the heavens, thy loving kindness, O Jehovah, thy faithfulness reaches to the skies. Is the loving kindness of Jehovah in the heavens? Is it not on the earth, on the earthly plane? As is said, the earth is full of the loving kindness of Jehovah in Psalm 33, verse 5. The deeds of the wicked of the ratchet, however, force the loving kindness of Jehovah back to the heavens, to Hashemayim. Hence, it is said, Yahuwah be'Hashemayim chasedeka, thy loving kindness, O Jehovah, be'Hashemayim chasedeka, is in the heavens. Thy righteousness is like the mighty, mighty mountains. Sidkateka k'hare el. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be, he said to the Rasha, the ratchet, I have stored up many rewards for the righteous. And he who repents, who has a change of heart and mind, can come and take them. I have many rewards for the righteous. For it is said, thy righteousness is like the mighty mountains. Thy judgments are like the great deep. Tzidkateka k'hare el mishpateka tehom rabba. Even as there can be no numbering of the mountains, so there can be no numbering of the rewards for the righteous. Like the deep, the tehom, that has no bounds. So the punishment for the ratchet, for the wicked, has no bounds. Like the mountains that are high and lofty, so the rewards for the righteous are high and lofty. And just as the waters of the deep are not all alike, some salty, some bitter, and some sweet, so the punishment for the ratchet, for the wicked, is not all alike. Rav Josiah the Great said, read the verse not in this sense, but transpose its parts and read it, quote, like the mighty mountains over the great deep is thy righteousness over thy judgments. Read it like the mighty mountains over the great deep is thy righteous judgments, thy righteousness over thy judgments. That is, like the mountains that hold down the deep so that it does not come up and flood the earth, the earthly plane, so righteous acts hold down the iniquities, lest all mortals perish on the day of judgment. Thus also Micah said in Micah chapter 7, verse 19, he will again have compassion upon us, upon I and I. He will hold down our iniquities. He will hold down I iniquities. For with thee is the fountain of life. In thy light shall we see light. For with thee, with the eye, for with thee, with the eye, ki imka mikora chayi beorka nireh or. For with thee is the fountain of life. Kiya imka mikor chayi. In thy light shall we see light. Bi orika nireh or. Rav Yohanan said, It happened that a man lighted a lamp, which went out, and each time he lighted it, it went out. Until at last the man said, how long shall I keep tiring myself with this lamp? I will wait for the shining of the sun and go about in its light. Similarly, when the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Yisrael, were enslaved in bondage in Mitzrayim, Egypt, Moses rose up and redeemed them, but they were enslaved in bondage again in Babylon. Then Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah rose up and redeemed them, but they were enslaved. They were in bondage again in Elam, in Media, and in Persia. Then Mordecai and Esther rose up and redeemed them. But they were enslaved again in Greece to the Gracchi. Then the Hasmonean and his sons rose up and redeemed them. But they were enslaved in bondage again in Edom, the wicked, Harasha. Thereupon the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, said, I have grown weary of being enslaved and in bondage and redeemed, only to be enslaved in bondage once again. Now let us make I and I pray, not for redemption through flesh and blood, but through our Redeemer, Yahuwah Tzevaot, Jehovah of hosts, whose name is HaKadosh, the Holy One of Israel. Now, let us make I and I pray, not that flesh and blood give us light, but that HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be He, give I and I light. As is said in Psalm 118, verse 27, for with thee, the eye, is the fountain of life, the fountain of liberty. In thy light, thy illumination, we, I, and I see light. And also, Yahuwah is Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God. And He will give us light. He will give I and I illumination. According to Rav Simeon ben Lakish, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, acts of Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, do you desire to share in this world with the nations of the earth? And they replied, Ribon Shel Olam, Master of the Universe, incline not my heart to any evil thing. In Psalm 141 and 4, incline not my heart to any evil thing. Wherein evil? Because the nations of the earth are schemers. As the verse goes on to say, incline not my heart to the making of schemes and wickedness and ratchetness with men who are skilled in iniquity. Indeed, we have no desire for the dainty portions which belong to the nations of the earth. As is said, let me make I not eat of their dainties. But what do I desire? Thy precepts, as is said in Isaiah 60 and 3, for with thee I is the fountain of life, the fountain of liberty, and in thy light, in thy illumination, I and I see light. And again, nations shall walk at thy light. Rav Oshaya taught in the name of Rav Phinehas, in the age to come, the Olam Hava, Yerushalayim, Jerusalem shall become a torch of light for all the nations. As is said, nations shall walk at thy light. In Isaiah 60 and 3. Rav Samuel Bar Nachmani said, because the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the children of Israel, had need of light in this world, they used the light of the sun by day and the light of the moon by night. But in the Olam Hava, in the world to come, the Bnei Yisrael, the children of Yisrael, the sons of Israel, will not need the light of the sun nor of the moon, as is said in Isaiah 60, verse 19. The sun shall be no more thy light by day, neither for brightness shall the moon give light to thee. Who will give them light? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Eloah, blessed be he, of whom the verse goes on to say, Yahuwah, Jehovah, shall be to thee an everlasting, ever-living, eternal light, eternal illumination. Rav Phinehas taught in the name of Rav Reuven, a time will come when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, will bring Sinai, Tabor, and Carmel together and will establish Yerushalayim upon their very tops. For it is said in Isaiah 2 and 2, the mountains of Jehovah's house shall be established in the top of the mountains. Moreover, a time, an hour will come when the mountains will lead in the singing of Yisrael, of Israel's songs. For it is said in 1 Chronicles 15:22, Kenaniah shall be chief of the Levites and shall be first in song. The word Kenaniah is to be read that which was established by Jehovah. Kenaniah, Konaniah, Mekonin, Konaniah, that which was established by Jehovah. For the word comes from the same stem as Nakon, Nakon, established. That occurs in the verse, the mountain of Jehovah's house shall be established. The mountain of Jehovah's house shall be Nakon. Oh, continue thy loving kindness to them that know thee, I. Oh, continue thy loving kindness to them that know thee, I. Mishok chasedeka li yodaeka. Mishok chasedeka li yodaeka. Oh, continue, I continue thy loving kindness, thy Chasedeka, Chasedeka, Mishok, Chasedeka, Liyodaeka. According to Rav Isaac, David prayed, O continue not thy loving kindness to the nations, the Goyim, the international communities of the earthly plane, that know thee not. Rav Yanai said, if a man kindle a lamp for his companion in the daytime when there is light, of what use is the lamp to him? But when can he make use of the lamp? When the man kindles it for him at night, in the hours of darkness, in the hours of disillumination. Now, the loving kindness that Yisrael, that Israel, Bamidbar, in the wilderness accumulated with Elohim, was held for them from that time that I were on, that is, from the time the I were of Moshe on, and when was it paid out to them? In the time in the Iowa of darkness, in the Iowa of disillumination, in the time the Iowa of Yeremiyahu, Jeremiah, as is said in Jeremiah 2 and 2. I remember for thee, I, the kindness of thy youth, the love of thine espousals, how thou wentest after me in the wilderness, in a land that was not sown. Hence, here it is said, O, continue thy loving kindness to them that know thee, I. Mishok chasedeka li yodaeka. Another comment on Mishok chasedeka li yodaeka. O, continue thy loving kindness to them that know thee, I. Rav Isaac said, one generation passeth away, and another generation cometh. Ecclesiastes 1 and 4. One nation comes, and another nation goes. One nation comes and another nation goes. But the land abideth forever. That is, the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Yisrael, of Yashar El, the upright of El, Yisrael, the man who sees the true good, the true God, to whom it is said, ye shall be a delightsome land. In Malachi 3:12, abide forever. Again, the word land refers to Israel in the phrase, until the day of the captivity of the land, in Judges 18 and 30. For how can one speak of a land being led into captivity? Therefore, by land are meant the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Yisrael. Are ye not as the children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Yisrael? Rav Abba Bar Kahana taught that two generations make use of the ineffable name, the men of the great synagogue, and the generation under persecution, under Hadrian's persecution. It befell Rav Joshua ben Levi that Elijah ever remembered on good occasions engage in the study of Torah with him. They were engaged in studying the Melakilta of Rav Simeon ben Yochai when Rav Joshua ben Lewi found himself slow to grasp a matter of law. Eliyahu, Elijah said, dost thou wish to inquire of Rav Simeon ben Yochai? Come, and I shall raise him up for thee. Whereupon they went, and Eliyahu, Elijah, Elias summoned Rav Simeon ben Yochai, who responded at once. Eliyahu said to Rav Simeon, Rav, Joshua ben Levi has come to inquire of thee about a certain law. But Rav Simeon did not wish to speak to Rav Joshua. Eliyahu, Elijah then said, Rav Joshua ben Levi is worthy of seeing thee, I. He is a righteous man. But Rav Simeon ben Yochai answered Eliyahu, answered Elijah, were Rav Yehoshua Joshua truly righteous, then the rainbow would not appear in the sky during his lifetime. Indeed, in the lifetime of Rav Simeon ben Yochai, the rainbow had not appeared in the sky. Some say that they of the generation of Hezekiah and of the generation of Zedekiah also knew the ineffable name. For in, thus saith Yahuwah Elohei Yisrael, behold, I will turn back the weapons of war that are in your hands. And I myself will fight against you. In Jeremiah 21, verses 4 to 5. What weapons of war could he have meant except his ineffable name? Formerly, when Israel went forth to war, they had no need to fight battles, no need to fight battles, for the enemies fell before them. But after sin's ukeries brought it about that Hahekal, the temple was destroyed, the Bnei Yisrael fell at the hands of their enemies. As to what happened to the ineffable name, Rav Eibel and the Rebbeinat, the rabbis, differed. Rav Eibel said, the angels scraped off Hashem, the name, which was on the weapons. The Rebbeinat, the rabbi said, it scraped itself off. After Hahekam, after the temple was destroyed, when the Bnei Yisrael went forth to war, they would say, there is no soundness in my flesh because of thine anger, for mine iniquities are gone over my head. For mine iniquities are gone over Roshi, Rase, my Ra.
Yes, Lila Tov. Good night. And also Boker Tov, a blessed, you know, blessed rise. Yes, I give thanks. Psalm 36 right there. Yes, I.